youth of England are on fire, and silken dalliance in the wardrobe lies. Now scythe the armourers, and honour's thought reigns solely in the breast of every man. They sell the pasture now to buy the horse, following the mirror of all Christian kings, with winged heels as English Mercuries. For now sits expectation in the air, and hides a sword from hilt unto the point, with crowns imperial, crowns and coronets, promised to Harry and his followers.
The French, advised by good intelligence of this most dreadful preparation, shake in their fear, and with pale policy seek to divert the English purposes.
Linger your patience on, and we'll digest the abuse of distance. Horse a play. The king is set from London, and the scene is now transported, gentles, to Southampton. There is the playhouse now. There must you sit. And thence to France shall we convey you safe, and bring you back, charming the narrow seas, to give you gentle pass. For if we may, we'll not offend one stomach with our play. Here, till then, unto Southampton do we change our seat.